That was a bad start. That's on you. We're going to give you this NFL week. Monday, you better be the first star.
Well, I'll be ready on Monday. I guarantee it.
You got a Leaf game Monday night. You got the Super Bowl coming up. You'll be all jacked up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's when you shine.
All right. Do you want to bring in the guy we have on the line?
Because, we have a former St. Louis goaltender.
That's right, an alumni.
I don't know if he ever played an All-Star game, but he's at the All-Star game. Jamie Noodles McLennan. What is going on in St. Lou?
I was an off-ice All-Star, just never on the ice. That's the only problem. So, what's that?
Are you living your reliving the glory days down there, off the ice? What's the party scene like down in St. Louis?
Pretty quiet right now. I mean, I think it's, I think it'll pick up maybe a little bit later, but yesterday there was just so many moving parts, and it's nice to see a bunch of people and former players and executives in the league. It's kind of the who's who, so you kind of just roll around the media day, shake some hands, kiss some babies, and do some Sports Center hits. So it's been good so far, and I was excited. I'm a little bit sad on two fronts. Best Portuguese chicken. I'm surprised you guys are even non-comatose right now. I guarantee you that salad I saw on the bottom of the picture hasn't been touched by anybody.
Noodles, you would think it had the coronavirus. Like, no one is touching that salad.
Yeah, Al's brother has his car seats on, heated full tilt, and the chicken and the potatoes are in the front seat. Warming like an oven.
Yeah, it's been good.
I knew that. And then the second is the best or the worst of. You guys are running that. So
right.
That's, it is what it is. But, it's been good so far in St. Louis. And McDavid and Draisaitl conveniently missed media day yesterday. Allegedly, their flight was delayed or couldn't get in, but they're speaking in about half an hour, so I'm going to go over to the rink and hear what they have to say.
Noodles, we were talking earlier kind of the legitimacy of the, not legitimacy, but the power of the alumni in St. Louis. I mean, most alumni, they're kind of, you know, they have a following, they got a bunch of guys, but in St. Louis, I don't know if it's Chaser that's behind it or Brett Hall, whoever it is, but a lot of times they wouldn't be allowed to participate in the All-Star game or not even really be thought of. Is that Chaser behind that?
I think so. I think Chaser maybe just bullied his way in and started his own alumni game. I don't know. I actually haven't seen him because the media availability was at a theater joined to the rink, and their alumni game was at a separate arena, so I didn't get a chance to cross paths with too many alumni people. Last night it was more kind of the NHL guys, but yeah, I'd put a lot of money, put it that way, that Kelly Chase would be behind some of the events that are going on. And you're right, the St. Louis Blues alumni does wield a lot of power in the city of St. Louis, but I think it's led by Kelly Chase.
That makes sense. Noodles down in St. Louis ahead of the All-Star game this weekend, and Matthews obviously not playing and not partaking in anything outside of the media obligations, probably some sponsorship stuff down there as well, but it sounds like he's going to play on Monday night, but I guess he did
that little curve in there, though, Jamie. He said, I'm hoping to play Monday night in Nashville.
Oh, he's playing. Like,
right.
He even had the brace on today.
I love that.
I know. Yeah,
the best.
It was the bowling brace. You know, listen, he's fine. I believe now. Listen, I would never question the doctors of the Leafs. We all know them. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
And but if he does have a nagging injury, this is the perfect scenario. And I don't mind this because if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're happy. The guy's not going to be suspended because he came and he embraced the weekend. And there's going to be no physical duress on his body whatsoever unless he does it to himself by going out at night. But ultimately, Ovi and other guys who have skipped the All-Star game, if you even show up and do the fan fest and that type of stuff, just to kind of roll through and sell the game, which everyone wants, the league wants, then, you know, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, yeah, we would like to see Austin Matthews rip the puck around and score some goals 3-on-3. Absolutely. But, you know, he's not going to get suspended by that. And I would argue that this extra little rest and maybe a little bit of rehab here on the weekend, he's going to be ready to rock on Monday.
Yeah, he better be. I mean, they certainly need him. And we started with the discussion off the top that you and Pooley had on That's Hockey a few days ago about whether or not Freddie Anderson, you know, is it a good thing that he's at the All-Star game, boost his ego, boost his profile. And just mentioning that there was a conversation prior to us coming on the air suggesting that Hutchinson might play Monday night, which can't happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But if there's like sports science involved, and if they had a buffer in terms of the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Freddie the night off on Monday night. But they can't, can they? Like, he's got to play, doesn't he?
I would think so, but it may be the same mindset as coming out of the Christmas break, where you start the backup after everyone's got, some margaritas and tequilas flowing through their system still from wherever they've gone. So that's kind of, I mean, you're right. If they had a massive buffer, then I don't think we think twice about it. You're like, okay, let the backup start out of a break because you know the game will be rusty. But, you know, that being said, you need Freddie. These points are crucial. Nashville's a desperate team. So, you know, I would argue still that I think this All-Star whole weekend is great for Freddie because he's it's good for the ego. It's good. I mean, yeah, you're going to give up 8 goals and you're going to get burnt on backdoor plays and stuff. But it's good to be around the best in the world and be considered one of them. I think a lot of guys can pull out of that and use it. So I'd be worried a little bit because, as much as you could see the logic behind it, they just don't have the buffer. I think you need all your best on Monday.
Well, we'll see what kind of shape you're in on Monday. I cannot wait to see your SportsCenter hits all weekend. It's my favorite part of the All-Star weekend.
I was surprised. My SportsCenter hit was the first one for online today was taped at 9:30 a.m. And believe me, I looked like I went back and checked to see if my skin was green or not. It looked good. I was fine.
I saw it, and it was outstanding. It looked spectacular.
You wait until the voice goes. That's when you're going to know.
Oh, yeah.
Never know.
That's when the old Joel Quenneville at the Kentucky Derby comes out, and I can't wait for it. All right, buddy. Enjoy it down there.
Have fun.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
There he is. Jamie Noodles McLennan.